School is back in session in some districts. Others will be starting back up soon. And tonight in Scottsdale, a panel will debate the future of education in Arizona. For a preview, I'm joined by Zeus Rodriguez, founder and president of Hispanics for School Choice, and Dawn Penich Thacker with the group Save Our Schools Arizona. And Dawn, let me start with you. You've been collecting signatures to try to refer the new state law expanding the Empowerment Scholarship Account Program, or ESAs, to the ballot. You have a big deadline coming up. Where are you right now in your effort?
We are working hard these last few days. Our deadline is, in fact, Tuesday at the Secretary of State's office when we must turn in more than 75,000 signatures. And we are working hard and expect to actually surpass that and go ahead and put the voucher expansion law on the ballot for Arizona voters to decide.
Do you have a sense of how many signatures you've collected so far?
You know, they're coming in all day, every day, so I don't have a current number. We just are feeling good that we will meet the minimum.
Zeus, does this concern you that this expansion of ESAs might be put on hold, at least temporarily, or maybe overruled totally by the voters?
It doesn't concern me. I don't have really a problem with the voters deciding something like this. I do think it's maybe not going to ultimately have that final impact that the opponents are hoping for. I think school choice has been an issue now for a couple decades that families, not just in Arizona, but all over the country, have supported.
Zeus, I want to ask you about something that was part of the debate over this ESA bill this past year at the state legislature, was this idea of keeping a cap on the number of students who were eligible to take advantage of these ESAs or to use these ESAs. And pretty much right after the bill was approved, the now former head of the Goldwater Institute sent out an email saying, we're going to get that eliminated. Anybody who wants it is ultimately going to be eligible for it. In your mind, is that a good policy? Do you think anybody who wants an ESA should be able to get it? And is that good for the state that anybody who wants one should be able to get it?
Personally, I agree with that. I think that my Catholic faith indicates that I should always have preferential treatment for the poor, which I do. I spend most of my time in this field working with those that are in the poverty level or near poverty. I ran a school. 99% of our students were free and reduced lunch. 99% were Latino, high immigrant population. It's where my passion is. But that doesn't mean that middle, working class people can't take advantage of what I consider the people's money. Maybe that's just weird, but I actually think it's people's money, not the government's money. So,
well, one thing I'd like to say to that is that had the folks behind SB 1431, the voucher expansion, agreed with you that low-income and impoverished families should have first dibs at these vouchers, they would have put an income cap, which they didn't. And as a result, here in Arizona, we know that the vast majority of vouchers are used by middle to upper-class families, and that the least number of vouchers are used by low-income families and by minority communities. So while the talk is all very lovely, that simply isn't panning out here in Arizona. And that's one of the major reasons that Save Our Schools Arizona opposes this expansion. It's not the right bill. It's not the right way to achieve the goals that they say that they're going for.
I share that concern, but I don't believe you throw the baby out with the bathwater. Again, you come down to the simple talking point of, does a parent have the right to choose where their child goes, whether they're rich, whether they're poor, or indifferent? Doesn't matter. Yes, if they do, then you try to figure out ways to make the policy fit the needs of the community. I agree. If there are things that we need to tweak moving forward, then we tweak them. But you don't. I have a feeling that there would be no scenario that SOS would be okay with any kind of expansion of the ESA bill, period, if it goes to private religious schools.
Do you both think that there will be or could be more work on this in the next session? I mean, there's been talk. I mean, we saw this with another measure, an election reform measure that was referred by voters to the ballot. Lawmakers repealed it and sort of over the years kind of piecemealed pieces back into law. Is that something that you guys have talked about, Dawn, the idea of even if you refer this to the ballot, lawmakers could potentially repeal it and then either pass another law or put parts of it back into state law?
Sure. We decided early on that our maybe macro level goal, if you want to call it that, is to prolong and nuance and engage Arizona in a conversation about education. And we can't possibly predict all of the options that the legislature has at their disposal. So let's have a conversation mm-hmm. for the next year and a half about what we want in our schools, what kind of options really do work for us, and which communities will really benefit by which policies.
And that has to be parent-centered, though. It really has to derive from the parent. That's the only thing I would add to what she, because I agree. And I think, you know, with this current ESA, it's capped. I mean, you're only going to get like about 22 or 20. I forget what the exact number is, a total over the next 5 years. It's capped. We can have that conversation and fix currently what we have and tweak it next session and the following session and have that conversation of, do we want to lift the cap?
I think that the best way to have that conversation would be to start fresh, which would include either a voter or a legislature-initiated repeal of SB 1431 and say, okay, now that we have kind of that elephant out of the room, let's really sit down and talk together. Should there be an income requirement so that affluent families are not using this as a bonus? Should there be some kind of parameters made for communities that don't have access to private schools? And all of those conversations that didn't happen for 1431 can happen next session or the one after, and we can really work together.
I have the feeling we could talk about ESAs for many, many hours, but in the interest of time, I want to move on to something that's kind of related to this debate, but also something else that we've been hearing about, which is Proposition 301, which is the sales tax that pays for education. It expires in a couple of years. There's been some talk at the Capitol about, do we extend it? Do we maybe expand it? We're hearing now that some business folks are maybe looking to double or triple it. Zeus, where do you fall on that? What do you think should happen with Prop 301?
That's a tough one. I don't know. I've actually ran a school, a very large school, over 2,000 kids. I understand the money crunches and all the different programs you want to provide for your students and families. But at the same time, we also know that there's a lot of funding that is being misused, whether it's private, public, charter, homeschool, whatever. But again, you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. So am I in favor of more taxes for it or to keep it going? I would say that'd probably be the easiest, safest way to handle it is just keep it in place.
Keep the status quo.
Keep the status quo. It's hard to take something away unless you have something that you're showing that's going to replace it in some form or another.
But you're not necessarily looking to make it a full penny or more than that or some other amount than what it is now.
I don't have an opinion on that. I really don't know.
Don, what do you think?
Well, here's a couple things that we know about Arizona. Arizona voters consistently poll that supporting education and having better funding for education is highly important to them. They have indicated through numerous bonds and overrides that they're willing to invest a little bit more to make their public schools better. Another thing that we know is that Prop 301 is indeed a complicated topic and that there are folks with a lot of good ideas. So I think for Save Our Schools Arizona, we just want to make sure that every voice is at the table and that ultimately everyone who wants to improve education in Arizona has their say and has an opportunity to chip in and not be silenced by special interests or out-of-state groups.
School is underway in some districts. Some schools are going to be starting very shortly. I want to ask each of you, what do you see as the biggest challenges that schools are going to be facing this year and maybe some of the biggest opportunities that they will have during this school year? Dawn, why don't I start with you on that?
I think one of the biggest challenges is that our public school system is the only system that must serve every student. So when funding is kept stagnant for 20 years or even deducted from through vouchers or anything like that, then those parents and teachers have to do more with less. And so that's a huge challenge. And knowing that, they do amazing things, but it is a challenge nonetheless.
I think what they're going to have difficulty this year is figuring out what it means to provide a well-rounded education. I think most of us in education do believe that children are better served having a well-rounded education. But what does that mean? Are we actually over-serving our children? So I do think that that hard conversation is happening. I do believe that our teachers are underpaid. I'll say that for the record. And there's ways that we have to figure out what programming we're going to provide, how we're going to use the resources that we do have. But I will say that from the positive side, I think that because even with organizations like SOS, I appreciate them because this conversation needs to be had.
All right. And we're going to have to leave it there. Dawn, Zeus, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Dawn Penich Thacker is with the group Save Our Schools Arizona. Zeus Rodriguez is founder and president of Hispanics for School Choice. Those groups will be part of a panel discussion on the future of Arizona education tonight in Scottsdale. The event is being sponsored by the group Arizona Talks.